Hillary Clinton campaigns today in the critical state of Ohio with a focus on the economy. Donald Trump was in Virginia earlier today and told a veterans group that the U.S. military is depleted. He did not mention this weekend's big story about his tax returns, which broke just before Saturday Night Live was parodying the first debate.
He hasn't released his tax returns, which means he's either not that rich,
wrong,
not that charitable,
wrong,
or he's never paid taxes in his life.
Warmer.
Joining us now is NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hey, for a second there, I thought I was actually listening to the debate.
Right. They did a great job. Alec Baldwin there as Donald Trump, they did a great job. But what we are talking about in the story about his taxes is this New York Times story. They published part of his 1995 tax returns over the weekend, which showed him claiming a loss of more than $900 million that year. And he may have used that one year's losses to avoid paying income taxes for many years after that. Now, the New York Times received these tax returns anonymously by mail. What did they tell us about Donald Trump and his finances?
Well, you know, like you said, it was really just three pages that they received. They were state tax returns from New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and showed that Trump had paid no federal income taxes that year and had $916 million in losses. You know, that is pretty substantial. This is all carried over losses, not just from that year, which is something that highlights not only what's happened with his businesses and some of the bankruptcies that have gone on, but, you know, the fact that you've got this tax system in which wealthy real estate magnates are allowed to use some of these loopholes to be able to continue to invest and still maintain a certain type of lifestyle so that they're not pulling their money out of various markets.
And Trump surrogate and former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, did the Sunday show circuit yesterday to respond in part to the story from the New York Times. Here he is being asked about it by NBC's Chuck Todd.
Look, it's all legal. Should it be?
That's a good question, but it is, and it was, and we're talking about 21 years ago, and if he didn't take advantage of it, he would have been sued. And that's why maybe somebody doesn't want to put out their tax returns, because somebody will distort it that way. I mean, the reality is, he's a genius.
He's a genius, which is a word also used yesterday by Chris Christie, another Trump surrogate. Does this matter to voters?
Well, I mean, this is the spin coming out of after this tax returns were released. And, you know, calling him a genius one way or another, you know, it's he used what was legal to try to maintain his level of wealth. And the accountant that the New York Times tracked down who had signed these papers, who'd verified this, actually said that Trump was not all that involved, that Ivanka asked far more questions than he did, and he asked far fewer questions than his father, Fred, who this accountant had worked for many years as well. So Donald Trump, by all accounts, didn't necessarily look like he was all that involved. So to say he's a genius when it comes to taxes, I don't know, maybe his accountant is.
Meanwhile, we've had a lot of polls come out now since the first debate last week, and they have offered some pretty good news for Hillary Clinton. What do you make of the polls that have come out and the bump that it appears she's getting?
Yeah, clearly in the states, you've seen a little bit more of a widening where there had been a bit of inching toward a tie. The battleground map has always been more favorable to Hillary Clinton and any Democrat because it shows a little bit of a more – there are more paths to 270, the number of electoral votes needed. And Donald Trump certainly has had a narrow path that was seeming to open that now looks like it could be closing down if these kinds of news stories continue to come out. And the difficulty after that debate certainly show that some of those people who might have been leaning his direction now moving back toward Hillary Clinton again.
But now we're in October and the phrase October surprise comes up. You've been writing about this. Could there be one? Does it matter?
You know, that's a key question when it comes to these comes to October surprises. A lot of people talk about October surprises as if they could be the big thing that winds up throwing an election. But when you look back in history, it actually turns out that there are far more, you know, it's almost like a creation of an anxious mind more than anything else. It goes back to 1980, even in some parts of the elections in 1968 and 1972. But there are very few October surprises, quote unquote, that seem to have thrown an election. That, you know, there were other elements, other fundamental elements of that election that had actually mattered far more.
That's NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. And now we know what Domenico's ringtone is. Domenico, thank you.
Sorry.